Gormad Tun's eyelids flickered once, and a harsh rattle of breath escaped from his dry lips. The first blade was dead. An old ferret who had been attending Gormad left the death tent. He threw up his paws and howled in a high, keening tone.
Gormad has left us for dark forest shade, and the wind cannot lead rapscallions. Let the beast stand forth who would be first blade to rule all these wild battalions.
The drum stopped. Silence flooded the coast like a sudden tide. Both brothers turned to face the speaker, answering the challenge.
Aye, Byrol Fleetclaw claimed the right. The blood of great rats runs in my veins, and I would fight to the death him who opposes me.
Aye, Damag Warfang challenged that right. My blood is pure great rat, and I will prove it over your dead carcass.
A mighty roar arose from the rascallion army. Then the hordes rushed forward like autumn leaves upon the gale, surrounding the two brothers as they strode to the place of combat. A ring had been marked out higher up on the shore. There the contestants stood facing each other. Damag smiled wolfishly at his brother, Byrol, who smirked and spat upon the ground between them. Wages of food and weapons, plunder and strong drink were being yelled out between supporters of one or the other. 2 seconds entered the circle and prepared both brothers for the strange combat that would settle the leadership of the rapscallion hordes. A short length of tough vine rope was tied around both rats' left foot paws, attaching them one to the other so they could not run away. They were issued their weapons, a short, stout hardwood club and a cord apiece. The cords were about 2 sword blades' length, each with a boulder twice the size of a good apple attached to its end. Damag and Byrol drew back from each other, stretching the foot paw rope tight. Gripping their clubs firmly, they glared fiercely at each other, winding the cords around their paws a few turns so they would not lose them.